union, not substitution, what really happened at the cross. When Christ came, he did not step in as a substitute to take our punishment. He stepped into our experience to unite us with himself. Just as we were in Adam, united with him in his fall, we are in Christ, united with him in his death, burial, and resurrection, Romans 6, 3-5. The work of Calvary was not a legal exchange, but a relational reality. Rather than Jesus standing in our place as a representative, he brought us into his own experience. He did not suffer instead of us. He suffered with us. He did not die to satisfy divine wrath. He died to overcome death itself. The key concept here is union. Adam was not our substitute. We were in him. The entire human race came out of him, which is why we inherited his mortality. Likewise, Christ is not our substitute. We are in him. Just as we were joined with Adam in death, we are joined with Christ in life. Paul writes, "For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his." Romans 6:5. Christ did not bear the Father's wrath on our behalf. Instead, he entered into the full human experience of darkness, suffering, alienation, and death, so that we could share in his resurrection life. By Steve Martin and Clyde Pilkington.